Hello, and welcome back to Science Unscripted. It's Gabe here without Connor Dillon today. The only other person here is Garrett Georgi, the sound technician. We've been looking at music videos from the 1970s of stuff I didn't know existed. Anyways, we're going to be talking about vaccines today. At the moment, as of Friday, January 8th, 17.5 million doses of the handful of approved vaccines around the world have been administered. So billions of people around the globe are waiting their turn. And of course, where there is unmet demand, the laws of economics dictate that there is money to be made. Alarm bells have already been rung when it comes to fake vaccines. And to fill us in on this, I welcome Louisa Wright, my DW Science colleague, who is in Berlin right now. Louisa, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
I'm good. Good here in Bonn. I'm all alone with lockdown. Bonn, Germany is pretty lonely right now. Just got Garrett Georgi, the sound technician, with me. But I'm good. Louisa, you wrote this week about vaccines, about fake vaccines, and that experts are warning about them. Who is issuing these warnings?
Yeah. Okay. So in early December, the European Union's crime agency Europol issued a warning about fake vaccines being sold online. They'd previously issued some warnings about other products to help prevent the spread of COVID, like, for example, masks that weren't up to standard being sold online as well. And even as early as March, the WHO had issued a warning about unregistered websites claiming that there were products on their website that could prevent or treat COVID-19. So it's a problem that they've been aware of for a long time, kind of since the beginning of this pandemic. And now that the vaccine is out, those warnings are being strengthened.
Okay, so key word that I'm taking away there is websites.
Yeah, so a lot of this takes place online. So you know, the main piece of advice here is do not purchase a vaccine online, even if you are in a situation where maybe you're feeling like you really need to have it. Of course, it's a scary time for everyone. And not all countries have started rolling out the vaccine. So it's really important to wait and get it from one of the regulated and controlled distribution points.
Okay, so you heard it there. Absolute takeaway here is do not, no matter how desperate you are for a vaccination, do not order it online, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get a sense from the people who you spoke with whether if people do get a fake vaccine, that they're in harm's way or that they're in danger?
Yeah, so the person that I spoke to at the WHO told me that it's really difficult to assess the harm that's caused by substandard and falsified medical products because often the product, it won't cause a toxic reaction, but it will fail to prevent or treat the illness. So with vaccines, that's really quite difficult to know if you are not aware that you've had a fake vaccination and you don't get sick, you don't contract COVID. It's really difficult to know if that's just because you've got a vaccination that is working or if you just haven't had it before or you were asymptomatic. It's not that often that these products will harm or kill people. So that's what they told me.
Okay, so the message that we have to get through to people is do not order a vaccine online. What about for the people who don't get their vaccine online, who get their vaccine from a doctor or from the way that you should get it? How do they know that what they have been given is not fake?
It's a really good question. I personally think that we need to have faith and trust in our public health officials and in our government health ministries and follow their advice. At the end of the day, it is possible for counterfeit products to enter the supply chain, but even if you were to get a counterfeit or falsified vaccine, it's quite unlikely that it will affect you. According to the WHO, they've said that most of the time, it's not that it will cause you any harm. You just wouldn't be protected against COVID-19. But the WHO said to me that, at least in Europe, for example, there's a very low chance of that happening. And on a greater scale, I think it's really important that we remember that if we don't get vaccinated, that in the long run, that's going to lead to more deaths. There have been about 2 million already. Or we're going to be looking at these very long lockdowns, which are hurting the economy. It's really, really important to stress that This is the WHO said to me, it's really important to remember that if there's any harm that is caused by a falsified vaccine, it doesn't reflect any safety failure or problems with an authentic or genuine version. So the WHO has approved a number of vaccines now, and these vaccines have been approved and they're considered to be safe in preventing COVID-19.
All right, Louisa Wright filling us in on fake vaccines. Thank you very much, Louisa.
Thank you.
If you have any questions on that or anything else, get in touch. SU@DW.com.
Science Unscripted.